Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verses 4 through 10. When Jesus had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." Peter and his companions knew how to fish. When a person spends their life doing something, they usually become pretty good at it. Maybe this is why Jesus' miracle had such an impact on Simon. When Jesus sent so many fish into their nets that they began to break and their boats began to sink, he was astonished. Falling at his master's knees, he said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." Does Peter's reaction surprise you? Wouldn't we expect him to say, "Lord, since you can do miracles like this, stay right next to me. If this is how you fish, we are going to be rich." Instead, he says, "Get away from me." Peter knew that he didn't have any business being near the one who had power over creation and all its creatures. We can understand his response, can't we? Thankfully, Jesus deals with us the same way he dealt with Peter. He says, "Don't be afraid." Although we have every reason to be afraid of a holy God, we need not be, because that holy God sent Jesus to pay for every sin and set us right with him. Spend this day celebrating the good news and worshiping the holy God who has called you to follow him. Dear Jesus, send your Holy Spirit to assure me of your love and forgiveness. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.